This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What the communication medium richness hierarchy tells you about the best setting for practicing patient hearing with a difficult person. Choose the right medium, and patient hearing becomes possible. Choose wrong, and it fails before you start. In short, patient hearing with a difficult person depends not just on your intention to listen, but on whether your chosen medium gives you enough signal to hear them accurately. The medium richness hierarchy ranks channels by how much meaning they carry, from in-person conversation down to text. Lean mediums strip the cues that make patient hearing possible: tone, expression, real-time reaction. Choosing a richer medium is not a courtesy. It is a structural requirement for genuine listening to occur. Definition: the medium richness hierarchy is a ranked model of communication channels ordered by their capacity to carry meaning. It places in-person conversation at the top, followed by video call, phone, email, and text, based on each medium's ability to transmit tone, expression, and immediate feedback. There is a particular kind of failure I have watched repeat itself for decades. Someone decides they are going to truly listen to a difficult colleague, a hard-to-reach team member, or a person whose behavior has been causing real damage. They prepare, they commit to patient hearing, and then they send an email asking to connect, or they dash off a message and wait. The conversation that follows is stilted, partial, and ends with both people feeling less understood than before. The intention was right, the medium was wrong. That gap between the willingness to listen and the structural conditions that make listening possible is what the medium richness hierarchy explains with unusual clarity. Why medium choice is not just a preference when listening is the goal. Most people treat the choice of communication channel as a matter of convenience. You call when it is quick, email when there is detail to share, meet in person when the diary allows. That logic works fine for routine information. It collapses entirely when the goal is patient hearing with someone difficult. Patient hearing is not passive silence while another person speaks. It is the active work of absorbing not just words, but meaning the hesitation before a sentence, the tension in a voice, the slight shift in posture that tells you the real issue has just surfaced. That kind of listening requires signal, and different mediums carry radically different amounts of it. The medium richness hierarchy, as I cover in detail in Say It Right Every Time, ranks channels from richest to leanest based on their capacity to carry that signal. In-person conversation sits at the top. Video call comes next. Then phone. Then email. Then text. Each step down the hierarchy represents a meaningful loss of the cues the patient hearing depends on. Understanding this is not academic. It changes the first decision you make before any difficult conversation begins. The signals that patient hearing actually runs on. To understand why the hierarchy matters, you need to understand what patient hearing is actually processing. When you are genuinely listening to a difficult person, you're not just tracking their words. You are reading a system. Tone of voice tells you whether someone is defensive, frightened, resigned, or angry beneath the words they are choosing. Facial expression, particularly around the eyes and the set of the jaw, tells you whether what they are saying matches what they are feeling. Body language tells you whether they are open to the conversation or bracing for impact. Real-time feedback, the micro-responses they give to your listening, tells you whether they feel heard or are starting to shut down. These signals are not decorative. They are the difference between hearing what a person says and understanding what they mean. With a difficult person especially, the two are often not the same thing. The complaint on the surface frequently points to something else underneath. Patient hearing is the practice of staying present long enough to find it. Take the richest mediums away, and that system of signals degrades. Take them all away, and you're left with words on a screen, stripped of everything that gives them weight. Asking someone to practice patient hearing through email is like asking a carpenter to work without their hands. How the hierarchy plays out in real difficult conversations. Let me give you a picture of what this looks like in practice, because the theory lands differently once you see it in a real situation. Imagine a manager who needs to hear out a team member who has been consistently disruptive in meetings. The manager sends a message asking to discuss the issue. The team member responds with a short, guarded reply. The manager follows up with a longer email laying out observations. The team member replies defensively, and the exchange escalates to written messages, each more brutal than the last. Both parties are technically communicating. Neither is practicing patient hearing. The medium has made it structurally impossible. Now place that same conversation face to face. The manager notices the team member's shoulders rise the moment the subject comes up. She slows down, asks a single open question, and waits. The team member begins to speak, stops, starts again. The manager stays still and quiet, holding the space. In that pause, something shifts. A real concern emerges that had nothing to do with the surface disruption. That emergence could only happen because the manager could read the room, and the room only existed because the medium was rich enough to carry it. For more on how that kind of space connects to listening in group settings, see how to ensure every participant gets heard. The medium did not make the manager a better listener. She already had the will. The medium gave her the conditions in which her will could actually function. The specific cost of lean mediums with difficult people. Here is the truth of it. Lean mediums do not just limit patient hearing. They actively work against it, and the effect is stronger with difficult people than with anyone else. Difficult people, by nature, tend to communicate in ways that require careful reading. They may be indirect, defensive, prone to escalation, or skilled at saying one thing while meaning another. That pattern is precisely why the conversation is difficult in the first place. The richer the medium, the more data you have to work with. The leaner the medium, the more gaps you fill with assumption. Email is particularly dangerous in this context. When you read a short, flat reply from someone you already find difficult, your brain fills the missing tone with the one it expects: hostility, dismissal, contempt. That interpretation may be wrong, but because email gives you no way to check it in real time, you respond to the interpretation rather than the reality. Patient hearing becomes impossible not because you stopped trying, but because the medium gave you nothing real to listen to. Text is worse still. It compresses meaning to the point of ambiguity and removes the last trace of human timing. A message that takes 4 minutes to arrive after something difficult was said carries a silence that text cannot explain. For an understanding of how these dynamics connect to the broader conditions that make honest communication possible, it is worth reading What Psychological Safety Is and How It Drives Team Synergy. The principles overlap more than most people realize. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book They Write Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emumblickthorn.com. Now, back to the article. What the hierarchy tells you to do differently. The practical implications of the medium richness hierarchy for patient hearing are direct. They do not require complex planning. They require a deliberate decision before the conversation begins. Move up the hierarchy before you begin. If your instinct is to email or message a difficult person to open a hard conversation, resist it. That instinct is usually about your comfort, not their receptivity. Move the conversation to the richest medium the situation permits. Face-to-face is the target. A video call is a defensible second. A phone call can work when neither is possible. Email and text are not settings for patient hearing. They are settings for information exchange. Treat medium selection as part of your preparation. Before any conversation where patient hearing is the goal, ask yourself, does this medium give me enough signal to actually hear this person? If the answer is no, change the medium before you begin. This is not a small adjustment. It is the foundation the conversation rests on. The communication medium richness hierarchy framework in Say It Right Every Time includes a practical matching tool for exactly this decision. Name the medium shift when you make it. If you have been communicating with a difficult person via email and you want to move to a face-to-face conversation, say so plainly and briefly explain why. I think this conversation deserves more than email can give it. Can we speak in person? That directness reduces the anxiety that other person might feel about a sudden escalation in medium. For guidance on how to open that kind of conversation without triggering defensiveness, see how to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's synergy. The connection between medium richness and safety matters here too. A richer medium only works when the person on the other side feels safe enough to use it honestly. Psychological safety and medium selection are not separate concerns. They reinforce each other, and understanding that link will strengthen how you approach both. The fuller picture isn't how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy. Why people keep getting this wrong. After decades of watching people prepare carefully for hard conversations and then undermine themselves with their channel choice, I have noticed a consistent pattern. The same three traps come up again and again. The first is comfort seeking. Leaner mediums feel safer to the person initiating the conversation. Email gives you time to craft your words. Text keeps the interaction brief and controlled. That safety is real, but it belongs to you, not the person you need to hear. Patient hearing requires you to give up some of that control in exchange for genuine presence. The second is efficiency thinking. People treat rich medium conversations as costly in time and effort compared to a quick message. In the short term, that is true. In the medium term, a difficult conversation held through lean mediums almost always requires multiple follow-ups, repairs, and corrections, because the first conversation produced more misunderstanding than it resolved. The upfront investment in a face-to-face meeting is almost always more efficient in total. This connects closely to how to match your communication medium to the stakes of a team synergy conversation, which addresses the same cost-benefit logic from a team angle. The third trap is the belief that channel does not matter if your intentions are good. I have made this mistake myself, early in my career, and paid for it more than once. Intention is necessary. It is not sufficient. Good listening requires a good listening environment, and the medium is the most basic element of that environment. Related to this, when you give feedback in a difficult relationship, the medium shapes how that feedback lands just as much as the words do. The principles in how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it reinforce this, and they apply equally here. What patient hearing in the right medium actually produces? There is a particular quality of understanding that only becomes available when you hear someone fully, in a rich setting, over enough time. I have seen it happen in conversations that both parties expected to go badly. The difficult person is heard, genuinely heard, in a way they can feel. Something in them settles. The defensiveness that has been driving their difficult behavior does not disappear instantly, but it softens enough to reveal what is underneath it. That outcome is not guaranteed. Patient hearing in the richest medium does not resolve every conflict or repair every relationship, but it creates a condition that no lean medium can create the genuine possibility that both people leave the conversation understanding something they did not before. The empathy that makes this possible has its own structural requirements, which are explored in how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy. This much I know for certain. In 6 decades of watching communication go right and wrong, I have never seen patient hearing succeed in a medium that was too lean to carry the conversation's weight. The will to listen is the beginning. The medium richness hierarchy tells you what that will can actually do its work. Frequently asked questions. What is the medium richness hierarchy in communication? The medium richness hierarchy ranks communication channels from richest to leanest based on how much meaning they can carry. In-person conversation sits at the top, followed by video call, phone call, email, and text. Richer mediums carry tone, expression, and real-time feedback simultaneously. Why does a medium richness hierarchy matter for patient hearing? Patient hearing requires you to read tone, observe body language, and respond in real time. Lean mediums strip those cues away, making it almost impossible to hear a difficult person accurately. Choosing the right medium gives you the full picture. You need to listen well. What is the best setting for practicing patient hearing with a difficult person? Face-to-face conversation is the richest medium and the best setting for patient hearing. It gives you access to tone, facial expression, body language, and immediate feedback all at once, which are exactly the signals you need to hear beyond the words. Can patient hearing work over a video call with a difficult person? A video call is the second richest medium, and a solid option when in-person is not possible. You lose some physical presence and spatial awareness, but you retain facial expression and tone. For a genuinely difficult person, face-to-face remains preferable when you can arrange it. Why does email fail for patient hearing with difficult people? Email strips out tone, timing, and all non-verbal signals. What you read is what the words say, nothing more. With a difficult person, that gap between words and meaning is where misunderstanding breeds. Patient hearing through email is not really patient hearing at all. How do you choose the right communication medium for a hard conversation? Match the emotional weight of the conversation to the richness of the medium. The harder and more personal the conversation, the richer the channel you need. For patient hearing with someone difficult, always move toward face-to-face or, at minimum, a live voice call. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.